Bring him a vase.
Okay. Now, I told you yesterday that the Ritbaz, the carbon 8 actually takes on this whole Gemara from the top of the page to the Mishnah, and so the Ritbaz puts it at the end of the next halacha. But I decided, going through the various different options, sifting through today, I decided to learn, like the Pnei Moshe, that it is where it is supposed to be, just and although the Pnei Moshe does not learn exactly where I'm going to learn it, but I think it fits in pretty well, and I'm going to tell you what I think it's what it's referring to. Rabbi Yudin Boy, Rabbi Yudin asks a question like this, come on out to Amar Tamon, just like you say over there, I'm going to explain in a second. You becholate the part which is acquired, and the next word should be, instead of viyiftor, it should be viyachnis tzarosa. Okay? Now, this is referring back to a case in the Daf Nun Testament Beis, the end of the 10th paragraph. It says there was a guy, or a kid, I should say, who was 9 years old. And it was Miyabin, wife number one. Okay, in other words, that was his brother's, deceased brother's wife. It was Miyabin. Then, later on, after he was bar mitzvah, he married wife number two. Okay? But he had not had relations since she was Miyabin with wife number one. Now he dies. The kid dies. So now his brother, what does his brother do? So his brother has to do, can do chalitza on one and yibum on the other. Why? Because he can do yibum on one of them, mimanavshach. You can do yibum on the second one, mimanavshach, right? Either the second one is either a yavam, because the second one is yiv. One second. You do yibum on. Well, anyway, I maybe do Yibum on both. But he does Chalitza on one and Yibum on the other. Yeah, okay, I got it. The first way he does Chalitza, because may we don't know the Bia of a Ben Tes, right, whether it's kind of Legamri, it's only like Mimer, right? So he does Chalitza to her, because we don't know if it was fully acquired or not fully acquired. But and the second one, he could do Yibum. Now, this is the unique case in Yevamos, right? The reason why it's unique is because we never find a case, and the Gemara is going to pick up on this later on, where you do both Chalitza to one Yevama and Yibum to the other. It's only this one case in all of Yevamos, right?
It also depends which one he does first. If he does Chalitza to one...
He might do two Chalitzas, right?
Then he can't do Yibum.
Right, but he might do two Chalitzas, right, and he couldn't do Yibum on the other, but he might do two Chalitzas, but he could theoretically do Chalitza and Yibum, right? So in this case, the Gemara asks over here, it should be the same thing. And this is talking about the case we had yesterday, you know, the case I gave you the timeline on the board, right? So one wife was always married, and the other wife was married and then divorced and married again. So the Gemara is really asking, just like over there we had a case, one case so far, where either Chalitza one or Yibum on the other, so to here do the same thing. Do Chalitza on the woman who was divorced to cover the period when she was divorced, and do Yibum on the second one. Okay? The one who was free and clear, there was never any gerushin, or vice versa. The truth is, I'm not sure, maybe it can work either way. But in this case, you have a partial problem. The partial problem is caused by the time she was divorced. Cover that problem by doing chalitza on her. Okay, do chalitza on her, and to take the other one and be miyabim her. So will that work? That's what the Gemara is asking. Anybody come out at Amar Tamon, biachlot sara konishaba, you do chalitza to the one, to the one, the yachnis sarasa, and you do yibum to the other one. Avachav the yachlot tzad hakonui, it should be cholate the half, and it should skip shibak tana, because we're not talking about ktana necessarily anymore. The yachnis sarasa and do yibum and the other one all together. Okay. So that's Gemara's question, and the Gemara says, "Adat makshe ad Rabbi Lezer." Instead of asking this question on Rabbi Lezer, Now, Rabbi Lezer Ho is the one who said, Rabbi Lezer Damora said on Omer Alf, that I tried all the rabbis, both in Eretz Yisrael and Bavon, they all said that in this case, where what there was a marriage and divorce and marriage again on the one wife and a marriage on the other wife, that we can't do Yibum on either one of them, right? The Yibum is not permitted. So instead of asking this question on Rabbi Lezer, why the tzoras are all, why they're both usher, say that you could do chalitza one and yibum on the other one, kashiase alder Rabbi Lezer the Tana, because Rabbi Lezer the Tana is the one who in the Mishnah said that if, getting back to the case of a ketana, right, the case of a ketana where the one wife who was married, divorced and married, was a ketana at the time of the second marriage, so Rabbi Lezer says that you have to do chalitza on both. You can't do, let me see if I'm saying it right. Look back on Amar Alf. Amar Alf had said that Amgarish Isha at the top of the halacha, Amgarish Isha, somebody who divorces his wife, the Gziran takes her back, Mutar Siyavam, Rabbi Lezer Oser, Rabbi Lezer says it's forbidden, right? So Rabbi Lezer is the one who asers, and he asers that even in the case of V'cheina Megarish Es HaYisoyma, this is the case Gemara is asking. V'cheina Megarish HaYisoyma V'chzira Muteres LiYavam, Rabbi Lezer Oser. So it says even if the one wife who created the problem was a ketana, Rabbi Lezer says you can't marry, you can't do Yibum on the other one. Why not, says Gemara? It's a, let her do meal. That the wife was a ketana at the time she caused the problem. Let her do meal and repudiate the marriage. It shouldn't be a problem, right? So again, Ad the Kasha, Makshle, Rabbi Lezer, Kasha say, Ad Amora, who says you can't do marriage to either one, you have to do chalitza. Ask the Kasha, Rabbi Lezer, the Tana. Says more, Leisani, which is a contractual word, Leisani, I cannot yochle mikshle the Rabbi Lezer, I cannot answer Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. The letters from Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai, Eim Emani and El Aruso, so you can only do meal when you are in Aruso, not in the Nesua. And in this case, it's clear that this would say that he married her as a Nesua, and therefore he cannot, just the meal is not a possibility. So again, just to synopsize outside, the question was, the Gemara's question was, we found a case before in the Masechta where you do Chalitza on one Yavama and Yibum on the other Yavama. Okay, so here too, let's say that you can do chalitza. You have a problem here that the timeline problem we're discussing, the problem put on the board yesterday. You have a problem here in that one yavama asks the other because the reason which really shouldn't be a problem because the divorce, if anything, should be it should be make it better because then there's only one wife at the time because it was divorced. But if it is a problem, the Gemara is asking, do chalitza one on yibum on the other. And then the Gemara says, well, that's an interesting question, but that's a question on Rabbi Lezer, the Amora, who holds that neither wife is mutter. But I have an even better question, Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, who says that even where the problem-generating woman, the one with the broken timeline, is a ketana, that you still are not allowed to marry either one of them. In that case, at least, let's say that she can be mine. She could be in a marriage and let him do yibum on the other one. And the Gemara says, no, that's not a possibility because Rabbi Lezer holds like Beis Shammai that you can't do miun once there was a nisuin. And therefore, they both are remain also because they remain co-wives or one of them has a problem. Okay, so that's the discussion. If that was too confusing, then the Korban Eidah takes it all out. But I don't think it's so bad, and we'll come back to a similar question later tonight. That's why it is important. Okay, Shnei Achim Nisul Lishtei Yisomos. Shnei Achim Nisul Lishtei Yisomos Ketanos. You have two brothers who are married to two Yisomos, who are Ketanos, who are minors, right? Now, they're two sisters, two brothers married to two sisters. Meis Baal Shachas, man, the husband of one of them dies. So, Teitz Meishu Machus Isha. Since both of the marriages are on the same plane of either validity or invalidity, there's no Yimur Chalitza necessary, since she's an Achus Ishto, the other wife, the wife of your deceased brother, was your wife's sister. Okay, the Chen Shtei Charoshes, the same thing is true if you have two deaf mute wives. It's the same issue. Now, Gedoyle Oktana. Now it gets complicated. Not complicated, but tragic. Gedoyle Oktana. Two sisters married to two brothers. One of the sisters is an adult, and the other is a child. Meis Baal Shoktana. If the husband of the child dies, so Teitu Mishum Achazisha, so she goes Lashuk, because she's the sister of a wife, right? So she can't be Misya Bemis. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Meis Baal Shokadoyla. If, however, the husband of the adult wife dies, so therefore, and that was a valid marriage. And the marriage to the Ketana is only rabbinic marriage, right? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Lam is a Ketana Shetimoin. We teach the child who's married to the brother who's now a Yavam to repudiate her own marriage, and then he goes and does Yibum to the adult wife from his brother's marriage. Rengam Leomer.
The adult wife?
Yeah. The other one.
Okay.
So I believe Miano. If she wants to do that, she does that. But she doesn't have to. If she doesn't want to do that, Tamtina Chitagdil, let her wait until she becomes an adult, right? Then she'll have relations with her husband, the same person she's married to all this time. And at that point, Vitezel Lazu, the other one who was a kuzukukol yavam all this time, who's waiting to be Mishab Bemis, goes out, Mishum Achos Isha, because of the wife's sister. Rabbi Shulamer, no. Worst of all worlds. Eilo Alishta, wrote him on his wife. Veilo Alisha Sachiv, and wrote him on his brother's wife. Motzis Ishta beget, he loses his own wife with a get, meaning because his wife was a minor whose marriage is only a quasi marriage, at the same time that his brother's marriage to the adult sister was a full marriage. So therefore, actually, his relationship with the Yavama ruins his relationship with his wife. And vice versa, Vesesha Sachiv, he has to get rid of his brother's wife by Chalitza, because she's ruined by being the sister of the minor wife to whom he was married. Okay? So he loses on all counts. Says Mark, explaining the ratio, when you have two katanos or two chay ratios, then one goes out, and they're both sisters, then the one whose husband dies goes out because she's the sister of a wife. So says Mark, that's because they're on the equal plateau, right? Each one is on the same level of marriage. They're both on the same level. For locating, and however, we will not learn that way in by Ketana and Chereshes. Interestingly, even where two brothers are married to two sisters, one which is a Ketana and the other is a Chereshes, a deaf mute, one's a minor and the other's a deaf mute, even though you think it's the same, it's not. Okay? Where they're both Ketanos or both Chereshes, then it's the same, but now where one is a Ketana, one is a Chereshes. That is not the same. Okay? So said Tani Rebbe Chiya, and Rebbe Chiya in fact taught us. Ketana v'chereshes. Yeah, one is the minor, one is the deaf mute. Meis baal ha-ketana, if the husband of the minor child dies, so baal ha-chereshes, the husband of the deaf mute, motzia beget, must divorce his wife, v'ketana tanti nechetagdil, and the ketana must wait until she becomes an adult, and only then do chalitza. V'tachlitz miyat, ask her, why don't you chalitza immediately? Lazy Yochli, you can't. Begin the Ramer because they're Ramer. The Ramer, Ramer, in Choltzive, Miyab, Minesa, Ketana. You can't do Chalitza even for Ketana. To Ketana, Shemati Matza Alnis, because maybe she'll found being Alnis and be exempt from even Chalitza. Now, what about the other way? Meis Baal Cheresh is what if the husband of the deaf mute dies? So Baal Ketana Motzia Beget, the husband of the Ketana divorces his own wife. V'chereshes asura yisrola. The chereshes she stuck, because can a chereshes do chalitza? Why can't he do yibum? Because it's his wife's sister, ex-wife's sister, and therefore he can't marry her either. Other baal chereshes. What if he transgressed and had relations with the chereshes, even though he wasn't supposed to, right? Because it was his wife's sister. So it's only nisid rabbanan, because his wife herself was only a ketana, right? Was only a minor. So therefore, avar baal chereshes yotzi beget, he can give then the chereshes a get for hutra. And that get works. Why does it get work? Because since Cheresh is his whole marriage, in any case, is only the Rabbanan, so get given to her works mid-Rabbanan and exempts her. Kainam Rabbi Hila, like Rabbi Hila said, Nivnei Takato, in order to fix her up in that case, we give her a get in order to exempt her and let her go out to the marketplace. Says more further. Kini Mas Nisa, our Mishnah, is supposed to be like this. Vaktana, according to Rabbi Gamliel, and Gamliel says, where you were married to the child and your brother was married to the adult and your brother died, that you wait with your own wife until she becomes an adult, then you have relations with your own wife, and then the Yavama goes at Lashuk. She goes allowed to go and get married. So our Mishnah, it says, Vaktana Tantina Shetagdil, the Tagil Epirka, she should reach her proper full age. Vatina saying she can marry her husband, and then the sister-in-law, her husband's sister-in-law goes out. Okay? Amar Elazar says she doesn't have to get fully married. Lok Leitz Kantina say Elatisa Reis. She can even get just affianced, engaged, betrothed. Then that's enough for her to send the Yavama to the Shuk. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan said Zudi Vareim Gamliel. These are the words of Rabban Gamliel, who holds that way, as we just mentioned, that you can wear. What it means on Gamliel, the full import of this is that, is the Gemara is going to say in a moment, that if somebody marries the sister of his Yavama, even after the Zika devolved, right, there already is Zika. But now he decides, despite the fact that he has Zika, he's going to marry his Yavama's sister. So in that case, marrying his Yavama's sister, that releases the Yavama. That's what I'm going to show. You and I would not have thought that way. We would have thought, since he already has a Zika relationship with the Yavama, he can't marry the Yavama's sister. Yeah. Rangamliel does not hold that way. Maybe Rangamliel holds, and this is just off the top of my head, Mayor Gamliel holds, Chalitza is a Kenyan, and therefore Zika is nothing, and therefore, you're allowed to marry at that point the Yavama's sister, and then Yavama goes free. But if you hold Chalitza is a Ptur, then that means Zika is real, and then you would not be allowed to marry during the state of Zika your wife's sister, which might explain why the Gemara actually in the Bavli, Paskins in this Mishnah, uncharacteristically like Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Elazar is the one who said that he has to divorce his wife and do, who's the Ketana, and do Yibum on the Yavama, which makes sense if you hold Zika's bona fide. So actually the Zika displaces his marriage to his own wife, who was only married to him as a Ketana, right, as a minor.
The term means?
To release, as opposed to him being the acquisition. Okay? So says the Gemara.
Why can't you explain
Gamaliel just Zikalav? You can. You mean I'm getting too lumdish on it? It's possible.
Yeah, that's...
That's okay. I'm willing to accept the criticism. It's possible. But anyway, so it says the Gemara,
getting too Yerushalmi rather than...
that could be. That could be. So it says the Gemara, if you marry the sister Yavama, even after the Zika already devolves, Niftar Yavimto Mina Chalitza, Yavama is free, Mina Chalitza Mina Yom, she goes cat free. Have I eaten to your Tamon? So it must be that which you learned over there, elsewhere. Shomer Siyom Shakidish Achives Achosa, if you have a woman who's waiting to be Misya Bemis, and the brother marries her, this is Mekadesh, the sister, that is not valid. It says over there that we say, it's a more complicated case over there. If you have a Shemeres Yavam, who has two possible Yavamin, right? And one Yavam betroths the Yavama's sister, right? So we say, you're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed to consummate your marriage until we see what your brother does to your Yavama, right? Only then will we know what's going to happen. So obviously that's not a Kohen Gamliel, because a Kohen Gamliel, we should say in that case that the moment this brother is married, even though after the Zika devolved, the moment he's married to the Yavama's sister, so his relationship with the Yavama has been severed, he doesn't have to worry anymore. So obviously that mission is not a Kohen Gamliel. Menachem Shem Rabbi Yechon said, Halacha Krabi Elezer. Those are Krabi Elezer. Im Miana Miana. If she did meal, then it's a valid meal. Then like, what are you talking about? Rabbi Gamliel said if she did the meal, it's a valid meal. Rabbi Elezer Amar, Melambi Mesaktana Shetimoyin Bo. Elezer says we teach him to have his Ketana wife repudiate the marriage. Vata Marachain, so you're going to say, Logos like Rabbi Elezer, Miana Miana. The Rabbi Lez says, we compel her to do meal. Says Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Chia, B'Sher, Yochan said, Halacha Krabi Yeshua im miyano miyano. They said, Halacha Krabi Yeshua, if she does miyano, it's valid meal. Says the more, that doesn't work either. Krabi Yeshua marries, Yeshua is the one who said in the Mishnah, catch 22! That he has no outlet. Oilo Ishto, he has to lose his wife, he has to divorce. Voilo Ishisach, if he loses his brother's wife, he has to chalitzan. Well, Atamara, and you're going to say, well, it's Rabbi Yeshua, and if she did Miun is okay. Rabbi Yeshua said the exact opposite. Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha Krama Gamliel. Those are Gamliel. That makes sense, because Gamliel is the one who says that she waits until she, what? Grows until up, and then he waits until she grows up, and then he marries her completely, and the Yavama goes out, right? But if she wants the meal, then she can do meal, right? Motor Rabbi Shula Gamliel, Shula concedes her Gamliel. If she does meal, so, and in fact, the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua concedes Rabbi Gamliel. If she does meal, then b'dieved, we don't tell her to do meal, but b'dieved, she did do meal, so then she's mutter to the brother, the brother's wife, right? If the ketan, he's mutter brother's wife. If she did miun on she did miun the girl who was a ketana married to the yavam, right? If she did miun, so then her ex husband can marry the yavama, right? If not, tamtin in a shetagdil, if she has to wait until she grows up. And then do have relations and make her marriage complete. And if not, motzi tishta beget bez eisha sochi bechlitza. Only then and only then, that neither of these things work. So then he has to divorce his wife and do chalitza on his brother's wife. So actually, the Gemara in the last four lines here reassessed what Rabbi Yeshua holds. We want to say that Rabbi Yeshua actually has gradations in what he holds. That really he holds that it's possible for a guy to keep his own wife by, even though right now she's a ketana, by waiting till, because he holds her gamliel, that way they're waiting till she's an adult and then having relations with her at that point. Although Rabbi Shua holds that, he actually has, then goes on to say, if she wants, the ketana wants to repudiate the marriage, she's within her rights to repudiate the marriage. And then the Yavam, who is her husband, can go and do evil because she repudiated the marriage. And then it goes on to say that if she doesn't want to wait till she's an adult, if she doesn't want to wait till she's an adult, and she doesn't want to do miyun, then he has no choice but to divorce his wife and do chalitza on the wife of his deceased brother. Okay? So it's actually I'm not expressing this well enough, but it's a hierarchy of potentialities here, of possible resolutions to the scenario. He's saying that, l'chatchila, according to Rabbi Yeshua, l'chatchila what she should do is, like Rabbi Gamliel said. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. L'chatchila, wait, so she grows up, have relations with her, and then the Yavama goes out Lashuk. If she wants, however, to do Miyun, the Ketana, and not wait till she grows up, she's allowed to do that. And furthermore, what happens if she refuses to do Miyun and refuses to wait until she grows up to cement her marriage? Then and only then Rabbi Eliezer says that he's got to get rid of her. He has to give her a get. Then he has to get rid of the Obama by doing chalitz on the Obama. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua is not arguing outright on Gamliel. He's just adding stages or gradations to it. And the Babli passings like Rabbi Eliezer, however, that we teach the girl to be mine and we do not give her option. We just tell her that we should do meal. Okay. Halacha ches. Misha anosu shtei yitzoyimu. Somebody was married to two orphans. Ketanos, both of which are ketanos. So he's married to two orphans. Humeis, and he dies. Biyasa chilotz to chalitzos shachos meim. Of course, they're not sisters to each other. Otherwise, we would not say. So biyabia chalitz done to one of them. Poter saras exempts the co-wife. V'chein shtei charoshes, and so too if they're both deaf mutes. Now, however, in a case where they're not on the same level, ketan v'chereshes, one is a ketan and one is a chereshes. And biyasa chasmeim poter saras. The relations with one of them does not exempt the co-wife. Says the Gemara again and explain the Resha in the case where they're both Ketanos or both Chereshos. Kinyana Shazu. Each one is on an equal level. Now, however, in the end of our Misha, where one is a Ketan, one is a Chereshos, Ketzaruo, so what does he do? Rav Chir Ashishem Rav says, Koneses a Chereshos. The first thing he does is he does Yibum on the Chereshes, right? Because he can't do Chalitz on her. Motia beget, and then he gets rid of her with a get. Vaktana, and the other one, the wife who was a Ketana, Tandina Shetagdu, she waits until she grows up. The Tachlitz, and then and only then can she do Chalitza. The Tachlitz Miyat, let her do Chalitza immediately. Leisiochi can't have Chalitza immediately, begin to write Mer, because her Mer. Ramer in Chotzim lo miyami is aktana, you don't do chalitza nor yibum aktana. Shemati matzahan is because maybe she found to be sterile, in which case her whole chalitza or yibum was null and void. Vimba aktana, what if he did it the other way around? He did it the wrong way. He did talk her relations with the aktana, right? And the chereshes is still standing around. So motzi beget, he has to divorce the aktana. Vachereshes asur because he had relations with her, so she needs a get. Vachereshes asura Israel, and the chereshes, of course, there's nothing to do with. You can't do yibum on her, you can't do chalitz on her, so there's nothing to do about her. Okay, skipping a line because the carbonator takes out. We go to the next line. Amrav Hila said, "Mipnei takonasa." He's going. The reason why we say that
why is the Horishus a sewer in the hall?
Because she can't do chalitza, nor can she get a get in this case.
And why can't she get a get? Because it was not.
She never had effective yibum. You only get a get from effective yibum, right? So again, I'm not really the same. Neta Kanta, what is going on is what we said before, that in a case where a Ketan and a Chereshes fell before him, that for the Eitza is to do Bia on the Chereshes and then give her a get, and then the Ketan should wait. Ketana should wait until she grows up and then do Chalitza. Okay, so that's what I'm saying that. This is in order to rectify both of them that didn't get remarried. Rabbi Mechia Boykun Rabbi Ahilu, that's for Rabbi Ahilu. Mao Mine Takanta, what do you mean because of Takara? I have another Takara. Kamada Temer Tamon, now this goes back to the issue with which we opened the evening. Just like you said, when a minor boy who's over 9 years old does Yibum to one Yibama, right, and then later on, when he becomes 13, he marries another woman. So just like you said over there, Yachlo Tzara Koni Shabo, he does Chalitza on the one, and the next word should be the word in parentheses V'Yachli Sarasa, and he does Yibum on the other. So Avhacha Amar Avhacha say also here, skipping in this case in parentheses, Yachlo Tzara Koni Shabekiz Shabektana, he should he should repudiate the acquired part in the wife of Zuktana, in the Yuvam of Zuktana, the Yachdis is a Chereshes, and let him marry the Chereshes and not need to divorce her. In other words, we see that there are cases where you can do simultaneously Chalitza one Yibum and the other. Why can't you do this over here? Chalitza on the Ktana and Yibum on the Chereshes, on the deaf mute. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Kainer Hashem Lokesh, Hashem Lokesh, said the Gzeri Rabbanu, we can't do this. Lomatzinu Shtei Yivomos, Achas Chaletzis, Achas Misabemis. We never find a case where you have two Yivomos, one of which gets Chalitza, and one of that gets Yibum. So the Ribba says, so what about the case which was the proof text from which we brought the Raya? We wanted to say it should be like the boy who was did Yibum on one wife, on a Yavama after he was nine before his bar mitzvah, and then he married his wife, right, the other one, completely after his bar mitzvah. So he said the one gets chalitza and the other gets yibum. So here too, let's say one gets chalitza and the other gets yibum. What are you saying? We never found a case where one gets chalitza and the other gets yibum. I have a case, right? So Rabbi says, no, there, he says, a cute chab. He says, there, people don't realize that it's two Yavamas, because people think that since the first one he had a relationship with when he was under bar mitzvah, that it really wasn't Yibum. And therefore they still perceive it as being the wife of the previous husband, the one who died and left her to the 9-year-old, right? So therefore people don't have that same Maris Zion issue, where it's Taka, two co-wives, a Ketan and a Chereshes, who are married to the same guy, so then to do Yibum one, Chalitz on the other, is something unheard of. The only reason why it's over there like that is because people think it's not the same guy. Because they think that when he was 9 years old, even though he had relations with her, that's meaningless. And they look at it that you're doing chalitza on somebody who's left from an older brother and yibum on the one who's left from this brother. Okay? So that's what he said. So again, Rishim Lord says, Lo matir shtei yivomas achas chaletzis v'achas yibem. This is no such thing as two yivomas, one gets chaletz and one gets yibum. Matir shtei yivomas, so we did find two yivomas, that's what we say to do over here. Achas chaletzis, one gets chaletz, v'achas yitzis begin, the other gets a get. So therefore here we do chaletz on the ketana and do marriage and then a get on the chereshes. Amar Lei, so he said, Heve either tina tamonit, so we learned over there. Maimer lezeh v'cholatz lezeh, if you did maimer to one, and chalitza to the other, or you shouldn't to a get, the first one still requires a get, and that's obviously here the case as well. And even though one of the co-wives is in a chalitza, the other one requires a get. Okay, look at this. Pikachos v'chereshes. The two co-wives, one was intelligent and one was deaf-mute. Bias ha-pikachos, poteres ha-chereshes. The relations with the with the normal woman exempts the woman who is abnormal. But Ein Bias Chereshes, obviously if you're Miyabim, the abnormal woman, right, the one who's deaf-mute, that does not help Poteres Pikachos, it doesn't let the other one off the hook. Okay? Now there's a catch here, says the Gemara. Pikachos v'Chereshes, although we said, Pikachos and Chereshes, a sane woman and a deaf mute, bias a pikachos poteres es a chereshes, the relations with the intelligent one exempt the insane one, and ein bias a chereshes, and the relations with the insane one do not poteres, not exempt the pikachos, but elafoisel es a pikachos. But the ma'aseh yibum can't take place, because since there was a marisayin dika chalitza on the chereshes, so even the pikachos is up the creek. So the order is all critical. He can't take the pikachos first, but he can't take her second. Okay? And similarly, the next two Mishnahs are going to say the exact same thing. Different scenarios. Gedoylo Ktano, the deceased brother had two wives. One was an adult and one was a child. Bias Agdoylo, the relations with the adult, Poteres Ktano, exempt the kid. But if he has relations with the kid, it doesn't exempt the adult. And again, same thing. When you have an adult and a minor, the relations with the adult exempts the minor. And ambias ktan in relations with the minor does not poteres ago exempt the adult from getting chalitza. However, el poselis agdol renders the gedoylo unfit for yibum. Chalitza must be granted. Okay? And it continues in this way. He was married to two orphans, not sisters to each other. Umeis, and he kicked the bucket. Boy, Yavan Rishrena. So the Yavan has relations with the first of the two sisters. The Chazar Ba'ashniya. And then in relations, that's a big Baal Taiva. Has relations with the other one as well, right? Or you have a brother's Baal Taiva. By relations with the second sister. So it's just like fornication after marriage. You're still married to your first wife, right? In other words, even if you play around, fool around after the marriage, you're still married to her, right? So it's that would not be an issue, right? So saying it's true by two deaf mutes. But what about if one is a minor and another is a deaf mute? So if the Yom has relations with the Ketana, V'chazer bo al Chereshes, and then he has relations with the Chereshes, or Shabo Achiv al Chereshes, or his brother has the deaf mute, Lo Pasa Ketana, so he can still remain with the minor. However, if you flip the tables, V'yom al Chereshes has first relations with the deaf mute, V'chazer bo al Ketana has relations with the Ketana, or Shabo Achiv al Ketana, or his brother has relations with the Ketana, then pasas acheresh, then the deaf mute is no good. And the reason is obviously because a marriage with a ktano is somewhat more of a marriage than a marriage with the deaf mute. Why is that? Because she's going to grow up, right? Exactly. So therefore, if you have relations first with the ktano and then with the chereshes, the second relations does not render the first relations unfit, but vice versa. First with the Chiresh, then with the Ketana, does make it unfit. Says the Marafilo Baktana. Let's make it even worse for you. Even if you didn't have relations with the Ketana, place as a Chiresh, you render the Chiresh unfit. The reason for that is because we already said that the Zika, says the Gemara, makes the Chiresh unfit, right? So the Zika to the Ketana says you cannot ever marry a Chereshes. Shuloba Ketana Umesa. If you didn't have relations with the Ketana after you had relations with the Chereshes, and then the Ketana dies, right? You could have remained with the Chereshes. But Achshav Shebala, but now if you had relations with the Ketana, then Afilu Mesa, even the Ketana subsequently dies, Pasas HaChereshes renders the Chereshes unfit. I don't know if I explained that well enough. Let me explain it again. The Gemara really holds that Zika to the Ketana in and of itself renders the Yibum to the Chereshes no good. Zika to the Ketana is stronger than Yibum to the Chereshes. Okay, so therefore, it doesn't matter if he actually had relations with the Ketana or not. If the Ketana survives and thrives, so even though he already had relations with the Chereshes, that's it, the Ketana ruins that, and he has to divorce the Chereshes and get rid of her. Sad but true. However, says the Gemara, that's only if she survives. The Ketana survives. The Ketana doesn't survive, he can remain with the Chereshes. Except, we're saying that if with the Ketana he had actual relations, it's not just that there was Zika, but there were actual relations with the Ketana, then even if he arranges for the assassination of the Ketana, and she doesn't survive and thrive, he still is forbidden to stay with the Chereshes. Because that bia, that relations with the Ketana, fixed the prohibition upon him of ever going back to the Chereshes. So if he didn't have relations with Ketana and the Ketana dies, he has her assassinated, he can remain with the Chereshes. But if he had relations with the Ketana, then he can never turn his back and go back to the Chereshes. Okay? And then what I was going to say next to the next Mishnah. Because the Chereshes, a guy who had two co-wives. One was lucid and one was deaf-mute. Ubar Yoba Pikachas! And the Yavan has relations with the intelligent one. The Chazar Ba'an then has relations on Chereshes with the deaf mute. Or Shibach Chereshes or his brother has relations with the Chereshes, the deaf mute. Lepasas Pikachas. So the first one remains intact for him. However, by Yavan Chereshes, if the Yavan has relations first with the deaf mute, the Chazar Ba'an Pikachas, then he has relations with the intelligent one, or Shbachi v'Apikachas, or his brother has a relationship with the intelligent ones, so then Pasos are Chereshes. The Chereshes is one that are unfit. And here we say the same thing as we said before. Afilu lo bar l'Apikachas. Even if he didn't have relations with the Pikachas, but he had Zika to the Pikachas. Places the Cheresh, the can't remain married to the Cheresh, despite the fact that he had beer with her. Shilulova Pikachas Mesa. So what's our Mishnah telling us? It sounds like only if he had relations with the Pikachas. Again, the same thing we said in the previous Mishnah. Shilulova Pikachas, had he not had relations with the Pikachas, Umesa, and then she died, she could stay with the Chereshes. But Achshav Shebala, if he had relations with her, Afilu Mesa, even if she subsequently complies and dies, he can't go back to the deaf mute woman. Okay, so the Zika in of itself is sufficient. Okay, next case. G'doylo K'tana. Same idea. Your guy had two co-wives. One was an adult and one was a child, right? Uboyama G'doylo. Uboyama has relations with the G'doylo. Chazaba K'tana has relations with the minor. Or Shabachi B'Aktana. Or his brother has relations with the minor. You sense a pattern here, by the way? Do I see a pattern? Okay, good. Just chattering. Well, possibly though, it doesn't render the adult unfit. However, by Yama, Kazi Yama had relations with the Ktana, the Chazabah Ktana has relations with the Gdoyla, or Shabachi Bagdoyla, or his brother has relations with the Gdoyla, Pazos Akko Ktana, he renders the Ktana unfit. Reb Lezmer, Mlamdi, Mesa Ktana, and here there's an out, escape hatch. Mlamdi, Sa Ktana, Shati Moinbo. We teach the Ktana to repudiate her marriage to him. And then, of course, he can remain with the Gdolah no matter what, right? In that case. Says the Gemara, he could self-possess the Gdolah, remains the Gdolah unfit. Bashila, Bar, Gdolah, Mesa. The only thing is that if he didn't have relations with the Gdolah and she died, Moya Mutzah Gdolah, he could remain with the minor. Akshav Shabala, but now he had relations with her, Afil Mesa, if she dies, Possess Gdolah, the minor is unfit. Rabbi Lezer, Mem, Lamdin, the Saktana, Shati Moyen, Bo. Rabbi Lezer says that we teach the Ktana to repudiate the marriage, right? And that way, he gets to keep the Gdoila, right? He gets the Ktana does not render, in all the previous Mishnayos, if he first married the Chereshes and then the Bikachas, so he can't keep either one of them, right? But here, but here, where he first married the Ktana and then the Gdoila, if the Ktana does Miun, then he can remain with the Ktana, with the Gdoilo, okay? Right? The Ktana, which he married first, is me, he married with the Gdoilo. Now, the next part here is supposed to be after the next Mishnah. So let's skip to the next Mishnah and then come back here, okay? Yavam Kata Shabbat Ktana. Everybody's a child. That's the nursery school. Yeah, they're having Yavam Kata Ktana. Obviously, the Kata has to be 9 years old. Kata, so he had some relations with Yavam Ktana. So, Yiktaluzem, they should grow up together. Play house for a while, okay, and then they can cement the relationship when they're adults. Bal Yivama Gdoila. What, however, if Yivama is a minor, has relations with Yivama, who's an adult, Tigalenu. So she raises him. Hayivama Shamra. Now switch gears. Hayivama Shamra. You know, why don't we put it in here? Go back now to the Gemara. L'shavar, the fourth line from the end of the previous Quran. L'shavar v'tchilo, it says quite clearly, if it happened, but we don't allow this l'chatchilo. Why is that? And the Yavam Kaddish Shabbat Akhtana, Ramon Amar Lestar, Ramon said by himself, Yitzhak Breda Rechia said, Yitzhak Kesuba, Yitzhak said, Rabbi Chila Seifer said, B'shem Yitzhak Shem Reyot, named Rabbi Yochan, the Rabbi Meir, this mission is Rabbi Meir. You don't do chalitza nor even yibun to Akhtana. Shemati Matsalanis, because she might come out to be sterile, in which case chalitza even not apply. So therefore, we never allow Yibam Akhtana to be Misyabemis. We always try to wait and eat some pepper. Do you have it? If they did do it, that you continue to wait until they grow up anyway. Okay, new topic. Last line. Hayavama Shamra Batok Shloshim Yom. Enter a complete change of gear, shift of gears. Yibama says within 30 days, After her shiva is over, she says, "Loni valti." Right? He wasn't miyabim me. Kaven oso sheachlat, so we compel him to do chalitza. La'agash shloshim yom, it's more than 30 days. Mivakshim eno sheachlat, we ask him to do chalitza. What's the difference? So Mar is going to say, say men are animals, right? It's not going to use that language, but it's men are animals, and they can't restrain themselves for more than 30 days. You know, they have a woman is available, so they're not going to restrain themselves for more than 30 days. So during the first 30 days, we believe her. And we compel him to give chalitza. After 30 days, we say, we can't believe you. Come on. He's a man. He must have relations with you. So we can't compel a chalitza. We can only ask politely that he give chalitza. Now, why do we even ask him to give chalitza? Because she's shavi anafshi chatichat yisura. She made it upon herself as if she's prohibited. Even though we don't believe that they didn't have relations, but she is compelled to abide by her statement that they didn't have relations, so she needs a chalitza. So after 30 days, we ask on her behalf, even though we can't compel a chalitza, because we personally assume that they already had relations. Okay? So, however, if he concedes that they didn't have relations, I feel even after 12 months, so once he concedes, so we compel a chalitza. If some woman takes an oath, she doesn't want to derive any benefit from her stupid brother-in-law. She probably uses stronger terms to describe it. So in any event, so if she did it, while her husband was still alive, so we give her the benefit of that. We assume she wasn't trying to exempt herself from the mitzvah, and we compel him to do chalitza in order that she be able to fulfill her vow. Lachem, he says, probably if it's after her husband's death that she took this vow, however, then we say, just trying to avoid the mitzvah, we're not going to give in to her so easily. So we ask him to give chalitza, we do not compel the issue. In this kadokah, and if we know that she already intended to prevent yibum, dreaming during her husband's lifetime, then we don't ever compel him to give chalitza, we just ask him to give chalitza. Okay, now in a similar vein, says Gemara, a similar note, Tainus Basulim. A husband can come and say, I didn't find besulin for my wife shloshim yom, but not beyond 30 days. Because beyond 30 days, you say, well, you had relations earlier. Why did you wait till now? He says, no, I didn't have relations till now. We say, hogwash. You're a man. You must have had relations before this. Only one night you get. Men are such animals. They're mamish pigs. They have one night. That's it. Right? Don't get any more time. If he doesn't come the next morning to Beis Din, as we will learn in the next Masechta Ksuvos, that's it. He can't claim Tainus Basulim anymore.
She was in Nida.
Okay, assuming she's not in Nida, right? Assuming we knew she's not in Nida. Okay. Ma'akev, what are you talking about? Im Shabal, if he had relations, miyad atakash b'imidyet. Im Shalobal, and if he didn't have relations the first night, filakakam, even after several days. He could still have Tainus Basulim. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about a case where we don't know if that relations or not. Right? A person can hold himself back for 30 days. The man can't even restrain himself for one day. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Moshe and Neman Loimer, out the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Hemati Atzmi Shloshim Yoim, Shilasos of Lat Shtuki. Now he says, I want to restrain myself for 30 days, but not for monetary purposes. Here he's talking about, he doesn't want to give her ksuva, he doesn't, whatever the case may be. But here he says, oh, this kid who was born after 9 months, not my kid, because I refrained for 30 days from having relations with her at the beginning of our marriage. Of course, later marriage, one can go 30 days without relations, but early in marriage, he says, no, I didn't have relations with her for 30 days. Do we believe him on that, or we only believe him for monetary matters? Believe him even for yichus, that he's not the father, or we don't know who the father is. Mishmina minada, it's proven for our Mishnah. Hayavam ishar motosh toshim yom olivalti, Oivam says, within 30 days, didn't have relations, koivin osar shiach lotza, we compel him to give chalitza. Lachash toshim, it's after 30 days, mivakshim ishlach, so we just ask him to do chalitza. Vom Rabbi Lezer said, do I marry this great Lord Rabbi Lezer? I mean, this Reles and this Grand Mayor, who said there's a 30-day, you know, restraint period. Reles said, Loshano Elo Etzla. Reles said a fascinating thing. He said, we only believe her vis-a-vis herself. In other words, we ask him to give her chalitza, because she says that she didn't have relations. But what if she had a co-wife who already got married to somebody else in the marketplace on the basis of the assumption that she had religions right away? Right? So that's okay. We say it's situational. She, we believe, is a vis herself when she said she didn't have relations. But the Ivama, Lashuk, the co-wife, the Tzara Lashuk, she can assume that snap, crackle, pop, they had relations right away. Okay? So that's what he says here. I don't know where that metaphor came. I don't know where that came to mind. So in any event, it says Gemara. Well, again, Lo Shal Etzo. Right, right. It's only by her vis-a-vis herself. But not by her co-wife. So we see here that a ramification vis-a-vis anything other than their internal relationship and their monetary relationship is not, there's no credit giving to this 30-day restraint period. So what do we say here? Just like we say over there, lo akol mimena, she doesn't have the right to cause harm to her co-wife. So too, lo akol mimenu, he doesn't have the right to cause harm to his son's lineage. Now, Kiador, another case which is similar in import to ours, who amer ba'alti? He says, I had relations. It's not exactly the same, it's a related case. He says, I had relations. She says, I didn't have relations. He says, he concedes to her afterwards. He says, I talked to the relations there. Law call me menu. We don't accept it at this point, right? He already said he had relations, so he can't renege. We go by what he said at the initial point, right? So he can't renege and say he didn't have relations if he already said he had relations, and therefore he has to give a get, right? If he said, however, at the beginning he agreed to rate to what she said and said, and they both said we didn't have relations, if they're willing both to say that our whole mission is based on the premise that they're arguing, and there we talk about 30 days right away, those parameters, but if they both say they didn't have relations, we have no reason not to believe them, and then we believe them even 6 months later. Okay, the chazaka that they had or had not relations is only applied internally when there's dissension between the two of them, but when there's no dissension, so we go by whatever they say, right? Chavraya boy, the Chavraya asked Monica, what are you talking about? In commission Rishona, it says here we compel Chalitza. What are you talking about? In commission Rishona, Shemana Shemutali Abe. Like Mishra Rishona, originally they used to do Yibum. Why would we compel a Chalitza, right? And in commission Rishona, even if it's like Mishnah Achroina, like nowadays when we all do Chalitza, Shemana Shemutar Lachlots. We heard that it's permissible to be Chalitz. Shemana Shekoifin. Do we ever compel Chalitza? What does it mean we compel Chalitza? It's not a mitzvah you can compel. So it says, I'll tell you where we compel. I went to Shem Rav said, Vushe a get yetim tachas yoda l'toch yoda. A get, there's a get coming, which is signed by him, which she possesses. Who am I, get Isha? He says, of course I gave a get, because I had relations with her, and I was miyapimer, so I gave her a get afterwards. Fiomer, she says, no, get Yivama. It wasn't a real get. He was trying to do, even though it was only a Yavama, not because we had relations. Within 30 days, we assume we didn't have relations, and therefore we compel him to give Chalitza, even though there's a get, we say that, who says the get was valid, who says that relations. But it's after 30 days, we assume that they did indeed have relations, so therefore we cannot compel the Chalitza, because we take the get as face value being valid, so only Mevakshir Sheachlutz, we only ask him to do Chalitza. Right, do you Dom Marvia? Oh, so we finished back. Rabbi Yossi asked, Lacha Shloshim Yom Chazokah Baal Vat Oimer Koifin. I understand. So you're saying after the days of Chazok, he definitely had relations, right? So I could say we compel him to do Chalitza. Now let's go to the end of the Mishnah. It says that that's not the question, I'm sorry. He said, you're compelled to give a chalitza, that's nice, but what about a get? If it's after 30 days, it said in the end of the mission, it said, after 30 days, we ask him to, after 30 days, we ask him to do chalitza, right? But why don't we ask him to give a get? If it's after 30 days, it's not enough for him to give chalitza. You also give a get because we assume that relations, right? And once that relations, she's a yavama, so you need a get. So
But doesn't the wife say that they didn't have relations?
What?
Doesn't the wife say that they didn't have relations over her? That's not the case here. And you believe the wife.
It said, what did it say?
I don't know.
What are you referring to? Well.
What does the wife say here? Well, we don't ask her.
No. She says she wasn't. So we're going to the case. Top of Ein Hayim Ralph. La'achar Shloshim Yom. After this, Makshmer Shachlotza. We ask for Chalitza. Bizma. What?
All right.
Right. So she says she didn't have relations. He says he did have relations. So we ask him to do Chalitza, right? Mm-hmm. So the question is, what about a get?
So.
Because he says he.
The wife says there was no Yibam. So there has to be a chalitza, not a get.
No, but he says he did have relations with her. Because he says he did, and we believe, and that's what we only ask, right? So actually, there's a gears problem I didn't notice before. It's to be Rayosi Bay Lakashoshiyom Chazaka Baal Vata Marn. You said it shouldn't be Kofi, it should be Mivakshin, right? It's a mistake. It should be Mivakshin. So the question is.
After
30 days, right, so it's only of action. But the question is, why don't we require a get? Elokein, Elokini. So this is the way to read Mishra. Avuna B'Shem Rav said, V'ushia get yoytzi mitotoch yoda l'toch yoda. There already is a get. There is a get. Who amar get isha? He says it's a get of a, I gave her a valid get because I had relations with her. V'yomer's get yivama. She says, not a valid get because I never had relations with him. Right? So, Batok Shloshim Chazaka Loba, within 30 days of Chazaka, he didn't have Bia, Koivin also Shiachot, so we require him to give Chalitza. Lachar Shloshim, after 30 years, 30 days, we assume the get is valid, because they did have relations, we just ask him to do Chalitza as well. Kiadot, and yet another case. Hu Amer Balti, he says I had relations. Bi Amer Sloni Balti, she said I didn't have relations. Pshita, well, it's not another case, but it's a ramification. So, he says, I was miyamim. She says no. He didn't. Was miyamim. Pshut to do ma'alum mizani. He's got a supporter. Why does he have to support her? Because she shavinat shechaticha disura. He made it as if she's his wife, right? And if since he's the husband, he's got a supporter. But on the other hand, pshut to sheni yosha. It's obvious that he can't inherit her if she dies, because she claims she never married him, right? And he can't prove that he married her. I'm it's mechaber love a riot. In order to get the money, he would have to prove that he actually married her.
Well, for him, it wouldn't be Shavanashi. For him, it would be Hodas Baldin.
What?
For him...
Yeah, well, Shavanashi's not... But I'm going... Hodas Baldin and Shavanashi are the same thing. That's what I meant to say. So, Lo Tzricha Da Ella, the Shailas Maushirash Nichse Achiv. That's a cool case. Can he inherit his deceased brother's estate? Because he claims he was miyabim her, right? She claims he wasn't. So vis-a-vis whatever, she's obligated, she's not obligated. Vis-a-vis whatever, he's obligated. But what about vis-a-vis a third issue, which is not related directly to that, but can he claim his deceased brother's estate? Because he says, I had relations with her, I was miyabim her, and the oven gets the estate. So we would say not, because he's obviously depriving the other brothers. But the Gemara doesn't give an answer. And the Gemara says, it just goes on to the next question. Lo tzichadaya, chiyo meres divalti, the opposite. She says, I am a yuvama. We were mitzvah. But when lo balti, he says, I didn't have relations. Pshita shena lo mazono. So obviously he doesn't have to feed her, because he claims he's not her husband. And pshita shena yorish nichse ochiv. And it's obvious in that case that he cannot inherit his brother's property. Why? Because he himself said he didn't do yibum, right? So of course he can't get the property. The question is, however, since she claims she is married to him, so can he inherit her based on her hodas baldin? And of course, this type of question, the Yushami doesn't bother answering. But I think in case the answers are obvious, we always go by the hodas baldin, whatever the ramifications are.